producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are here to help you to have a great fall season. The leaves are coming down the trees here in northern New England. The color is still pretty, but the rain that's beginning to fall this morning and with a little bit of wind will probably knock out a great percentage of the leaves that really have been falling. So we're past peak. Hopefully where you live, you're enjoying peak conditions. I'm sure that if you head south into Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and further south, that the color must be pretty, pretty good right now. So enjoy it. And a little tip for you. This time of the year, when the leaves begin to fall, get your lawnmower out and mow the grass short. And what happens is, if the grass is short, the stem of the leaf can't stick in the foliage of your lawn, and when you get some wind, they blow away. So if you want to do a little bit less raking this year, then I suggest that you mow your grass nice and short, and you know, the leaves will blow into your neighbor's yard or into the woods around your property, making it a lot easier for you. And if you've got leaves, mow them. Grind them up. And just keep mowing them back and forth, and it will cut them into little pieces. And that will break down as organic matter and be a type of fertilizer in your lawn. Not if you've got a foot thick, but if you've got maybe a couple of inches of leaves on your lawn, mow it. And your lawnmower will chop them up in small pieces. They'll work their way between the blades of grass, and they'll break down and they'll create some good organic matter that will hold water. It will build a nice area for earthworms to live into. And as they break down, they'll turn into food for your lawn. And the ones where you have a lot of leaves, what I do is I put them on a tarp, slide them across the yard, and I put them near the vegetable garden. And I drive the lawnmower through the pile of leaves, which grinds them up and blows the chewed up leaves into the vegetable garden. And then I use that as a form of organic matter to help rebuild that in the ground. So the leaves rot, they help to retain moisture, they break apart the clay. If you have a clay soil, they help to retain moisture in a sandy soil, and they give food for the microbes that and the bacteria that are living in your soil to keep them more productive, and they encourage earthworms to develop freer. So earthworms are great for the garden. They're always tunneling. They're always making worm casting, which is a form of fertilizer, and they're opening up the soil so that it can breathe a lot better. So, you know, don't scoop them up, bag them, and throw them away. Use them. If you've got a compost pile, mix them in a compost pile. Mix them with pine needles. Your perennial bed, you mix it with the foliage that you've cleaned from your perennial bed and compost it. Works, makes beautiful, beautiful organic matter for your garden. And again, it rebuilds the quality of your soil so that you'll have a better garden in the years to come. So the more organic matter you add, I live about 15 minutes from the ocean, and I try and get down there a couple times a year with some trash bags and barrels, rake up the seaweed from the beaches, bring it home, lay it on top of the gardens, and let it dry out with the sun and the wind. And then I have like a 15-inch machete, and I just kind of chop it up in the garden and then till it. And during the winter, it will blend with the soil and will really help to rebuild the soil. So recycle everything, pine needles, leaves, seaweed from the beaches, all of your plant material into a compost pile. And you want to clean your gardens. Don't let the tomato plants sit there until next year. Don't let all of that garden debris stay there. Get out there, pull the cages out, clean the cages, and stake them up someplace near the garden so they're easy to get to for next year. And then rake the garden thoroughly. Pull out all of the weeds that may have developed between the plants and the grasses. And get it all prepared for next year. Springtime is a very, very busy time of the year. And the more you do in the fall, the easier it's going to be for you. The last couple of days I've been working in the yard on Friday. I cut back all of my cone hydrangeas, not the blue or the pink balls. I leave those alone and I prune those in the spring. But the Annabelles, the big, beautiful, white, early blooming hydrangea, they bloom on new wood. So you can take those hydrangeas and cut them within 4 or 5 inches of the ground, and that way the new growth comes out and there's not a lot of dead wood there. So those have all been cut back. And then all of my cone-shaped hydrangeas, my Pinky Winky and all of the new hybrids that are out there, I cut them back to about 3 feet tall. I didn't prune them last year. They got to be about 5, getting a little bit scrappy looking. So I know by cutting them back that they'll produce a lot of new shoots from that old wood that remains. So I went from 5 feet to 3 feet. And it cleans up the yard. And it's also important, if you don't want to cut back your hydrangea, is to remove all of the flowers. Especially if you live in an area where you could get some snow. This past winter, most of the snow that we received, and we received, you know, a lot, 100, 125 inches in places, It was dry, so the snow just blew around. But we're due for some storms where the weather is heavy, wet snow. And if you don't remove the flowers on your hydrangea, the hydrangea flower will be covered with wet snow. The weight of it will make it bend, and then the stem itself will break. And then you end up with a plant that doesn't look as good. So I spent about 4 hours, and I pruned all the hydrangeas, cone shape, all the different varieties, and the place looks great. It's clean. Did a little bit of weeding in the gravel driveway. Just have one more flower bed to do that has a lot of perennials and bulbs for next spring. Get that all cleaned out. And I've got 4 or 5 bags of mulch left over that I didn't use. I'll spread that on them. So you do the same thing. Let's get the yard cleaned ahead of schedule. And that way next spring you won't have to kill yourself. And do a little bit at a time. One thing I did yesterday, and I'm paying for it today, I decided, I don't need gloves. And I pruned my Rosa rugosa, the wild beech rose hedge that I had in front of the garden. I can hardly move my finger this morning. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we're here to help you to have a great gardening season. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261, and we'll help you out with your questions about fall gardening. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you getting ready for the fall season?
I'm trying to, at least.
And next week's Halloween. You going out?
Oh, yeah, probably. I'd hope so, at least.
Yeah, going to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Who do we have up first this morning?
Well, first up this morning, we've got John from Ohio. He's got a question about adding mulch to his flower bed.
Okay. John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out with the mulch?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
This week, my flower bed, it was more clay than anything, so I added wood mulch and towed it in, and then I got some topsoil, and I'd like to know if I should till the topsoil in with this.
Okay. Now, you said it's a perennial bed, right?
Right.
Okay, so you can't till it because you destroy all of the perennials.
But there's nothing in it right now.
Oh, there's nothing in it right now. Okay. So, yeah, put some loam. You can put some compost in there. And there is a product that you can buy at a feed and grain store. Some of the nurseries will also carry it. And it's called Garden Gypsum.
Okay.
GYPSUM. And gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of.
Okay.
And a 50-pound bag of gypsum will coat 1,000 square feet of garden. Now, what the gypsum will do, you apply it now, and if you want to till it in, that's great, but you don't have to. The rain and the snow will wash it in. It will coat the particles of clay. It will prevent them from sticking together. And that will improve the drainage. It will make it easier for the roots of your plants that you put in the garden to grow in that soil, because clay is hard and a root has a difficult time to penetrate because it's like silly putty.
Right.
So by adding gypsum, by adding some fresh soil, some organic matter, and blending everything together, and then next fall do it again, and that soil will get pliable, it'll get loose, and every year your perennials will get better and better and better.
Okay. Then I know I have leaves. Would you incorporate them also?
Oh, yeah. I put leaves in my garden every year.
Okay.
What I do, John, is I'll take the leaves and I'll put them on a big tarp or in a barrel, and I bring them near my vegetable garden. And I put them along the edge of the garden. I take my lawnmower and I drive through the pile and blow the shredded leaves into the garden, and it chops them all up. And then I'll just till the shredded leaves, pine needles, plant material like that, seaweed. But where you live, there's no seaweed in Michigan. But leaves work great. You blend that with the soil, and it's like adding peat moss to your soil. It will give it texture. It will help the earthworms to come back into your yard. It will retain moisture. It will break down the clay particles because of the organic, and will increase the microbes that make your garden grow that much better. So, you know, get some garden gypsum and get the leaves and compost in there, and you're ready.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, the fall is the time of the year where we can make up for some of the problems that we had during the summer. And a lot of the problems are related to our soils. And it's the time of the year that we can rebuild the quality of those soils. We talked about when we first began the program of mowing your lawn. And one thing that we should all do is when you mow the grass, leave the grass clippings there. And I know there are times where the grass clippings are really, because of the weather, they grow fast. And you end up with a lawn covered thick with grass clippings. And if you don't take it out, then the grass is going to turn yellow and it's going to die. So what I do is I mow the lawn north to south. When I get all done, I'll have some lunch or whatever, and then I'll go back and try and do it on a sunny day, and I'll mow it again east to west. And the grass clippings have now dried, and they shrunk in size. And when you cut them up again with the lawnmower blade, it's a lot less pine grass and pine needles. So by mowing it a couple of times and then maybe some areas a third time, you grind them up in pieces that are small enough that can work their way into the soil and be used for nutrition to build the quality of the soil. Now, I know that a lot of you play golf, or you've seen people that have played golf, seen it on TV. Do you think that they rake all the grass off the golf course? They don't. They let the grass clippings go back into the ground. So in the spring, when the grass is really growing quickly, mow it twice a week if you have to. If it can only be once a week, then mow it, let it air dry, and cut it a second time. And that will really chop up the blades of grass that have now dried, and you can recycle them to build the quality of your soil. In my vegetable garden, what I like to do is to rebuild the quality of the soil. I use seaweed in the fall because I live near the ocean. If you don't live near the ocean, then you can go down to your local nursery garden center and you can buy a seed called winter rye. And it's a great big grass seed. You get the garden all raked, all clean. You plant the winter rye seed in your garden and it will grow grass. And a winter rye seed will grow 1 mile of roots. And you let it grow all winter, in the spring, and then in early April, mow the grass down to the ground, but leave it in the garden, rototill, and every root is like compost. And it builds the quality of the soil. That's what the farmers do as a way to prevent erosion and rebuild the soil. And you should too. Okay? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Audrey from Maine. She's got a question about rose hips and hydrangea trees.
Audrey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Hi.
Hi.
A couple of weeks or so ago, I had called and you had told me about the beach roses need to be cut back in the fall and all other roses in the spring. So now I've got rose hips on all the roses. What do I do with the rose hips? Do I pull them off? I'm not going to make anything with them. Don't go there, okay?
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, if you're not going to use the rose hips, yesterday I spent about 2.5 hours. I had planted a hedge of Rosa rugosa, or the beach roses, in front of my vegetable garden, and I normally cut them every other year. It's been 3 years. They're now, well, they were 5 feet tall. And I was getting some dead wood in them. So yesterday I said, that's it. Today's the day. I went out there with some loppers and pruners, and I cut the entire hedge that was 5 feet tall to a foot and cleaned and, you know, got all the sticks out. And what's going to happen in the spring, the roots are going to send out a whole bunch of new shoots. It's a way to rejuvenate your roses and to control the height. And I mean, the neighbors came by and they said, wow, you can see your whole garden. You really gave those a haircut. And I'm just going to put them on a tarp today. And I'm going to take them. We have a lot of woods behind our house. I'm taking them in the woods and I'll dump them into a pile. I'm not going to compost it because it's full of thorns. And they'll break down. They'll turn to organic matter. And in the spring, my roses will get a fresh start. I'll feed them. I'll weed them first. And I'll now have some room to plant some annuals in between the plants to get some color until the roses get rejuvenated again. But if you have beach roses, if you can cut them to between 2 and 3 feet every single year, they'll get thicker, they'll get fuller, and they'll bloom a lot. But if you don't need the fruit, just drag them away and dispose of them.
Okay, so I'm just going to cut back the beach roses this year and 2 to 3 feet. And
yeah.
For the hips, okay?
Right.
And, okay, now I have a hydrangea tree out in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, in the spring, I just whacked it because, you know, the storms in the wintertime have really done a job. Now right. I've got trees coming out from the roots, and it looks all right, but, I mean, they're still getting really tall again. So
okay.
I know you said the cone head hydrangea you cut back now.
Right.
And these have cone heads hydrangeas on them.
Right.
I will cut off the flowers and cut back the trees, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Now, Friday, I did hydrangea, and I like hydrangea. In front of my house and around my property, I have 28 different varieties of hydrangea, okay?
Ooh.
So I've got a lot of different colors, a lot of different shapes, and I fill my wheelbarrow 5 times with the hydrangea. Now, again, last year I didn't prune them where I should have. They got to be about 5 feet tall, and I want to keep them between 3 and 4, so I cut them back to 2 feet. I just chopped them back. I shaped them. And what's going to happen is, because I cut it back and I shaped them, the new growth will develop from the remaining branches. It'll make them thicker. It'll make them fuller. It'll make them produce double the amount of flowers that they did this year. And it just cleans up the yard. Now, I've got 2 PG, the old-fashioned hydrangea trees. And today, those are in the backyard. I've been concentrating on the front, and I've got the front just about done now. I want to get in the back. I've got 4 hydrangeas, 2 of them being trees, and on the those, I'm going to cut them back to control the size of the plant to create a nice-looking plant. And as long as it's a cone, and those are, you can cut them back by as much as 1/3. And one of the reasons that I'm pruning one special one, it's in the back of the yard in what I call my saint garden. And I have a lot of wild birches, and 3 or 4 years ago, we had heavy wet snow, the birches bent, and they hit one of my PG trees, and it broke 1/3 of the plant. It just took one whole side and snapped it with the weight from the birch tree. And it's taken me 2 or 3 years to make it nice and even and round. So I'm going to prune it again to eliminate the weight of heavy snow building up on them, and that will make them stronger, and they'll look better, they'll be more productive, and I can control the height. Because see, a PG hydrangea, which is the original, can get up to be 15 to 18 feet tall and just as wide. And if I did that, it would take up probably about 20% of that back garden. And I don't want it that big. Oh. So I go out in the fall, I prune it. But the blue and the pink balls, I prune in April when I see the new growth developing on it. But everybody else, they get pruned in the fall of the year, and I'll tell you, it makes a big difference in the amount of blooms and the sizes of the blooms, and it's well worth spending a couple of hours cutting back and deadheading. And, you know, if your plants are little, just cut off the dead flowers so that if we do get a wet snow, then the flower will not bend and snap the branch, and now you've got a plant that's smaller than what you wanted, or it could split a branch in two, and now you've got two branches that have died, and you end up with a hole in the middle. So remove all the flowers, and your hydrangeas will do a lot better.
Okay. Now I've got one third problem, a third question about a problem I have. The side of the house is, I had planted years and years ago, a 3 foot wide garden area, right up against the foundation of the house.
Yep.
Now I'm getting all kinds of, are you with me?
Yep.
Okay. I'm getting all kinds of grass and weeds, but I also have tulips and irises that still come up. It looks a mess, and I want to clean it out, but I don't want to destroy the tulips and the irises.
Okay. Why don't you hold on a second? When we come back from the break, I'll tell you what I'm doing in my bulb garden.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. so it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used to not do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. And we are talking with Audrey. Audrey, good morning.
Again.
Now, what I want you to do is this, and I have, as I said, one more perennial bed that I have to clean in front of the house today. And so I'm going to, show finishes at 10, I have breakfast, and I've got a couple of hours before the Patriots game today.
Hey.
So I'll go out there, take a wheelbarrow with me, kneel down in the bed with a cultivator, or I have something called a Cape Cod weeder. And this is something that you can buy at nurseries, hardware stores, feed and grain stores. It's a hand tool that's in the shape of a letter L. And you can weed by turning the point of the L to do a little area, or you can push it in and pull out grasses and weeds. And I start at one end of the perennial bed with my cultivator and my Cape Cod weeder, and I also bring my shears, and I cut all my perennials down to the ground, and I pull out and dig out the weeds and clean out that whole bed. And I have some mulch left over that I didn't use last year. I am going to put the mulch down on top of it. That will help to prevent the weeds for next year. And I'll have one project done that I don't have to deal with next spring. And all I've got to do is feed. Now, I don't like to feed perennials in the fall. They're going dormant. Roses should not be fed in the fall because you want to keep them dormant. But cleaning is important. And if you can't do it all in one day, you don't have to do it all in one day. You know, if you can spend a half an hour and get on your hands and knees and do a little bit of weeding. I've got a portable radio. I bring out the radio. I'll bring out a bottle of Coke to give me a little bit of energy. And I'll just go to town as long as I can. And when I can't do it anymore, I just empty the wheelbarrow, put it away, and the next day I'll do a little bit more. But if you can get the weeding done now and get rid of it, you'll be ahead of the game. And if you want to mulch the bed, again, you're going to be ahead of the game.
Well, I was kind of thinking we have one of these small rototillers, a handheld one.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, we tilled that up.
Okay.
But not before I pulled up some bulbs.
Yeah, exactly. So if you take the hand rototiller, then you could pull out and damage some of your tulips and daffodils and crocuses. So for now, it's more of a hand weeding in there rather than a power tool.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, if you can hand weed it, and you can put down a couple of inches of any kind of mulch, it doesn't matter, whatever you like personally, you won't have to worry about the weeds next year. And what I'm going to do, because I had more weeds this year than I've had in the past, in the spring, I'm going to put down a pre-emergence weed control. And you can buy that at your local nursery and garden center. It's a yellow product so that you can see it. And it's a granule. And I'll go up and down the bed, spread it evenly, and then water it in. And it will create a skin right on top of that mulch. And when the weeds come up, they'll break that barrier, and it will kill them. So you don't do it in the fall. You do it in the springtime.
Okay, and what's the product called?
There's several different products. You just go to the garden center and tell them that you want a weed preventer to control annual weeds. And one of the products is called Preem, P-R-E-E-M,
yeah.
And it comes in a yellow bag, and it's a yellow product so that you can see it as you spread it in your garden.
Great, thanks.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-